coming to you from the Hilton New Orleans Hotel Riverside in the Big Easy. It's What's on Joe Mind, coverage of the 2012 International G.I. Joe Collectors Convention. And now, your hosts, Justin, Gary, and Mike.
We are live. It's What's on Joe Mind. We're a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe. We are live here at the 2012 Canadian Joe Con. There we go. We are live. We are the official podcast of the 2012 Canadian Joe Con, but we are here at the 2012 Joe Con in New Orleans. I'm joined with Jay and Jason and George from Moderately Geeky, guys.
Hey!
How's it going?
ModerateLyGeeky.com.
Pimp whatever you like. And the regular cast of characters, minus Chuck, Justin, Mike, and myself. Guys?
Hello.
Well, if you hear the background, we are live on the floor. Well, live, this is being recorded, of course. But basically, we want to talk about the two-packs, the three-packs, the vehicles, the parachute figures, some of the roundtables that have happened already. We're going to move the mic out. And we're also going to talk about some of the concepts in the Hasbro booth. So let's start talking about the convention exclusives. Probably start with George, kind of some of the favorite things you like, what you thought about some of that stuff. We'll work our way around.
Let's wait for Jay to pick the hair out of the mic.
Stop picking the hair off the mic, man. It's a hairy mic.
There's a hair in the mic.
Got that there.
Take it out.
There's another hair in the mic.
We're good. Exclusive-wise, I was really excited about the Annihilators. That's what I was kind of hoping for, so I'd love to have seen the visor maybe opaque instead of see-through, but can't put them on.
Not sold out.
There's always something. They are sold out.
They are sold out. Yeah, the three-packs are sold out.
Sold out.
Two-packs sold out. Three-packs sold out.
Loose, Footloose sold out.
Yeah, Loose.
Yes, okay.
So, Darklon. Sergeant Major, great figures. I'm not a fan of Darklon, and even I like it, so...
He's badass.
Yeah. And, yeah, right. The cargo truck is an interesting one because...
It's $100.
It's $100. It's Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
October Guard cover didn't really do too much for me. Really love the Iron Grenadier. Great. It has the Destro emblem from the set from Rise of Cobra, the prequel set, I guess, for Destro. Beautiful work on that. Helicopter looks fantastic. What else am I missing? Is that it?
Parachute figure.
Parachute figures are... Almost makes you wish those were mainline releases.
Well, they were. They were the movie figure repainted.
Yes. Yep. Retaliation Trooper.
Maybe lack of paint is better.
But the lack of paint's better than the paint that's added on them.
They
at retail.
Come with the...
show it to the mic. The mic can see it. There you go.
It has a parachute harness.
Look, the microphone is kissing the trooper.
Oh, boy.
There's something on the microphone. This
it's
is
visual comedy on a podcast. Awesome. Hey, we're good at our jobs.
So, parachute harness, no regular harness that the Italian trooper came with. Helmet, have the gun, and the sidearm.
Is that the same helmet?
Same helmet, yep.
Yep.
It looks a lot better than this one.
Yeah, it looks a lot better in different colors, yeah.
Jason, any thoughts on anything, man? What stuff do you get? What did you like?
I like Voltar.
Well, of course you like Voltar. But they use your head sculpt.
Yeah. I will sign box sets. Just
for a nice fee.
You know, I didn't want to buy the truck. I bought the truck, opened it earlier, and went, crap, I like it. So, the truck's nice. The copter's much better.
I like the camo on the truck.
I never bought the Rise of Cobra. Yeah, I never bought the Rise of Cobra one. Just hated it, and I got this one. And
Jay?
I bought the two-pack, but they were sold out, I guess.
So you got the IOU?
Yeah, I got the IOU, so I'm kind of looking forward to getting those guys. And I'm being...
Seduced.
Visually molested by the paratrooper there. But the three-pack looks fun.
Now you need to bend down and get that.
Alright.
I did grab a helmet. Which helmet?
Couldn't have the helmet on a rope.
I just didn't want it, so I passed on it. Okay. But the helicopter was a lot of fun. I was really impressed with how it came out. I thought they did a great job on
it. That camo pattern was really killer.
Yeah. And
You know, I was kind of wondering if they were going to do the Retaliation Paratrooper. I'm surprised they did, but it looks great. I think if they had just gave a couple more highlights of different color on that black, I think it would have been a lot more popular with people. But, it looks great, and, really happy with the set, too.
Mikey, first show since Atlanta. What do you think, man?
It's a very different feel. This is a much higher energy show. People are really fired up for this one. It's nice. It's been very positive.
Until everybody sees all the concept stuff.
Until everybody sees the concept
stuff. Which is why we'll get to Justin here in a second.
gets a little bummed out by what's making it out and what's not making it out and all that other stuff. And but it's been a heck of a lot of fun. It's been kind of strange too, in that I have people that I've never encountered before saying, "Wait, that's you!"
I recognize your voice.
Yeah,
yes,
and so obviously very very bizarre there. But again, thanks.
That's two more than Atlanta, really.
But it's again, thanks to everybody who listens and made this special.
Well, actually, just at this point, why don't we just hand the mic to Justin? We have plenty of cord here, and the Hasbro booth is the big thing. Not like that. You keep it out of your mouth. Out of your mouth.
Oh, God.
That's a low blow, man.
No, that was a low blow.
All right there by Joe's foot.
You need to talk about the concepts. You need to talk about the concept. There's a whole case dedicated to concepts.
Yep.
That has a lot of people kind of bummed. Really.
Yeah, it's gonna.
But I hear it's not entirely off their radar screen based upon the feedback they get. But I kind of told them that they're kind of preaching to the choir here. So, what do you think?
I think a lot of what we're seeing over there is pretty early concepts. I doubt we are going to see a whole lot of it at retail anytime soon. A lot of it's just reused parts, so if there's a lot of interest for it, it would be pretty easy for them to kitbash some of that stuff together. The first thing that really struck me, of course, was the G.I. Joe Renegades Top Shelf, which had a Coyote and a version of Flint's Jeep, Flint's military Jeep, that looked really crisp, really clear, really nice hard lines, very nice-looking vehicles. But again, they're basically prototypes. They're not actually tooled. They're just,
there's some Renegades characters we haven't seen up there as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Scrap Iron with his scarred face. It looks really, really good. There's a Storm Shadow without his mask. That looks a lot like the Renegades unmasked version in the cartoon. It's very good. There was Scrap Iron who had kind of bomb disposal on him, and there was another, like, training Storm Shadow guy. I don't know exactly who that was. There was a version of Duke who's got, like, a black or dark gray bodysuit.
Yeah.
Very kind of angular, very stylized, looked really good. But you got to think, with Renegades kind of being off the radar, that stuff's got to be pretty much off the table. I don't know what they're just kind of putting it out there, getting people fired up over it and getting people to want to see kind of what didn't make it out. They don't have much opportunity to show off what is down in the vault, so they want to take advantage of that and show some of that stuff off. What's really going to get a lot of people's attention, I think, is the 30th anniversary stuff, which was, Laser Viper, Heat Viper, Tele Viper, Snow Serpent, Zartan, a bunch of figures that are... some really great figures that... we spoke to John Warden a little bit, and he told us that they're pretty much existing tooling. Just a little bit of creativity, a little bit of part swapping, and they're figures that either anybody could customize, or if there's a big enough demand for it, they could get out pretty easily without investing a lot of money. So that's a positive thing. But he also wanted to make sure that kind of gave us a hint a little bit and says, if you're in a position to disseminate G.I. Joe related information, you might want to just make sure that everybody realizes these are concepts, and not to expect to see these things at retail. Consider it a nice surprise if it happens. But at this point, the stuff that's in that case is not slated for retail release. And another thing that was kind of in there that really bummed me out was the Hit and Run.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That looked amazing.
Removable
helmet. The paint really looked like it was smeared on his face and his arms. Backpack. Yeah, it looked like he had stubble underneath the makeup. It was really very, very nice sculpting. Very nice head sculpt. Very, very cool use of parts. He didn't have his duffel bag or anything, but he had a really nice backpack and stuff. I could go on for hours and hours, but all the different figures they had in that set. What's up? The vehicles, yeah, they had the Howler. They had
a fully done Howler. Much better condition what we saw when we were at Providence.
Exactly. Right. Yep. Very
and
nice
some of
size.
The stuff we did see at Providence.
Exactly. Yeah, the Howler we did see at Providence. They also had a mock-up of like a diver suit, Snake Eyes, that we saw a slide of at Providence, which is supposed to also replicate the Sigma suit look from Sigma Six. It's got like a skin-tight suit with little holes on the forearms. They kind of look like the receptacles the Sigma Six figures had. Yep.
And that's something I don't know. Some people might not know. You remember what they were talking about during?
I thought it was going to be.
They did a lot of research on the.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. John Warden talked to Sam Damon, who's a friend of the show, a guy we know real well, Nomad, to kind of do some research on these dive suits and the technology behind them and what goes into them, and really did a lot of real world research to make something as authentic as possible. And I think originally in the movie line it was going to be a Ripcord or something, and then that didn't work out, so they're going to make it a Snake Eyes, I think, and they've got that one in the booth right now. They've got a mock-up of, what was it, the Snow Wolf or something? Is that what it's called? It's that big, like, unpainted APC-looking vehicle, yeah. The
yes.
motorcycle in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was gorgeous. A little motorcycle.
Like was it a smaller motorcycle itself? It looked pretty close.
Yeah,
to
it looked pretty close to a scale motorcycle that Joe's can ride, too.
The whole thing had the same kind of profile as Ryan. The whole back end opened up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very angular and futuristic.
I know we're probably beating a dead horse here, but if we're going to be able to look and see these images that you've spent all afternoon dutifully taking pictures of, where'd we go to do that?
CartonHeroes.com.
No.
Did you sneak your wife up there to go upload pictures?
We would actually not go to CartonHeroes.com until he gets done ripping it off from
GeneralStills.com. As soon
That's
as I'm
right.
done with these bozos and go up to upload pictures, I'll be getting the site updated. But,
Now, did anybody notice the zombies?
Yes.
The zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie
back.
Collection.
Yeah. It was like it almost looked like a zombies versus ninjas type of thing, or a separate pack for ninjas and a separate pack for zombies. There's a Cobra Commander zombie with like a half shattered face mask. There's a Cobra Viper zombie.
Yeah, and the thing is about these, I mean, they're not a bunch of. It looks like they really put a lot of effort into making it individually zombies instead of just popping zombie heads on each and every.
Exactly.
One of them.
Yeah. There's some new.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few arms, a few legs here and there, and the heads. But, I mean, a lot of the parts are already there. It was just...
Yeah.
I'd really like to see that come to life. Day, I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
You'd like to see it come to life?
Oh. Yeah!
Yeah, I think the important thing to point out with the stuff that's in there, just it shows a ton of creativity, just taking these existing parts, the stuff we're used to with the 30th anniversary of Pursuit of Cobra, it's a lot of the same type of stuff, where you take parts that have been kicking around for a few years... and just do different things with them and really make new figures exciting and make things really cool. So I think that's...
Kind of really dip into Joe where they've never gone before. I mean, the zombies versus the skeleton ninja warriors and stuff like that.
We're getting way into mystic and supernatural type elements here.
Yep. Yeah, I got the Legends of the Arashikagi with the guy with the skull face.
Now we're stretching it.
That was a jointed head, too. That jaw.
We're crossing Gary's streams.
No, streams I'm starting to shake.
But you know something? If they didn't put that much effort into it, it wouldn't fly. But right. Man, you can see the just the love they poured into it.
Exactly.
You know,
it's a great new Joe-verse that I've never heard about.
Man. Just kick a man while he's down with it.
And what's so incredible and disappointing, as sad as it is for us to go look at these concepts and be like, oh, man.
Better not see them at all, man.
Well, but
each and every one of you write the Hasbro and say, my God, I need
there you
this
go.
Stuff.
Yeah, let them know that you want to see it.
And remember, be a dick.
And also remember, we're spending, 20 minutes looking at the case and being disappointed. A lot of these figures the designers probably spent weeks, if not months on in the design work and the sculpting work and the production work or the, not necessarily production, but pre-production process.
And they very nicely sit in front of that glass case and say, yes, this thing that I made with my blood and sweat is not going to make it to stores.
It's not going to be on sale, yeah. You guys can look at it now and then it's going to go into a dark Hasbro basement somewhere and never be seen again. So, I mean, it sucks for us, it sucks for them, that stuff happens. But, talk about it on the forums, like Gary said, DBAD, don't be a dick, and talk about it rationally, show some enthusiasm, and you never know, maybe they can make something happen. But,
Now I want to talk about the pilot. Is that a production piece, or is it a concept piece?
It looks production. It looks production.
If we had a throw a scissor like a CNN from the club or from Hasbro at some point in the next 5 years, what would you put that percentage?
Honestly,
10.
Yeah, I'd put it at 10, less. Maybe 20 at the most. I think that, unfortunately, I think the G.I. Joe Renegade ship has sailed. I just think it's we're too far past it to go back into that well. I don't see them being able to use it for anything. And John Warden was pretty adamant that the only tooled item, you know, with new created tooling in that display case was Quinn. So those vehicles.
That's a nice figure.
Yeah, it is. I wish I knew. But, so those vehicles look very far along in the production process, but apparently they haven't been tooled yet. So anything that's not tooled, especially if it has to do with G.I. Joe Renegades, I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of money spent on tooling for it, but you never know. But and again, Quinn was right there in the middle of that concept case and supposedly things not being released, but we are still being told that they're hoping to find a place for him in the line somewhere. Where... I don't know, besides Gary's hotel room. So, who knows?
I like that exclusive.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room.
That ship is
sailed
too.
All right, speaking of, since we are occupying space in a booth here that's being paid for, we have, would you like to introduce this first person?
I believe our first guest is familiar to all fans of the show, noted author James Cavanaugh, dressed nattily in his suit and tie. Somebody needs to get a picture of James so we can throw up in the show notes.
Justin will do that.
Justin will get a picture of him.
James is signing people's chests today.
Yes, so James will sign whatever you want him to sign. He has signed several parts of our other guest from AVAX Lab. The CEO and main creator, Mr. Kobe, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Real good.
Excellent.
A little tired because I had to set the booth up myself, but other than that, it's great.
Yeah, about to say, yeah, because...
The tide is pulled sideways.
Yeah. But,
James had a late night or anything, didn't he?
Huh? No, not at all. James is was dutifully in bed.
It's like the legend of G.I. Joe goes on. It's a legend of James Cavanaugh.
Yes.
Of
research for his next book.
Yes.
What is that book going to be about?
You don't want to know.
50 Shades of
James. Things you can do with latex.
Other types of plastic.
It happens.
But
let's hope that was a production.
But we have we'll take a minute here to toot our own horn. We've been handing out 3D glasses that Gary came out with. So if you, they're probably coming to an eBay auction near you. But they're just in anticipation of the movie that would have opened this weekend, delayed for 3D glasses. We very sarcastically handed out our own. So
and actually very well received by just about everybody.
We've made our own little ripple in the pond, and so big kudos to Gary for coming up with that idea.
What did Hasbro say about them?
They loved them.
Great.
Loved them.
And even more, they listened to the show. They said we listen as often as we can. So honored and shocked and honored, I guess.
They said they usually fast forward through Justin's parts, but
I don't complain them really
because they give them the talking points.
Say, well,
yeah.
Yeah, they've already read it, so
good for you guys, and well, I'm screwed, so
and we would say that they fast forwarded through the Chuck parts, but you've usually edited them out anyway.
So really it's the Gary and Mike show.
But essentially, as far as what they're hearing, yes.
Real quick, anybody get anything at the show so far that hasn't been involved in the store?
But I probably threw on my back posting up the fucking snake.
Yeah, we'll get pictures of the life-size snake up too from John Cremeens and his evil laboratory.
I have original snowdrop, so parted.
Was there James?
Oh, snow.
Snowdrop.
No. Get Lanny's.
Come here. Lanny's
coming. Can you come here? Can you come here? We
a very, very, very special.
Very, very special guest here. We are recording. We do have Lanny Latham. We'd like to say hi real quick. We know he's trying to escort Daryl to Greece soon. But can you say hi to the listeners at home?
Hi, guys. Hope you're having a good time not being here at the Joe Convention.
There is no bitterness.
Seething report from Mr. Latham. Yeah,
love you guys. Take care.
Thanks. The first time the club's ever been on any podcast, folks, right there. All right, so we went around. People got some stuff. Any thoughts? Any roundtables? I went to Dave Lane's and Pete Sinclair's roundtable. That was their about the newsletter. That was pretty informative. Big club roundtable is tomorrow. The big Hasbro roundtables are tomorrow. So there's really no news out of that, but there expected to be some news, and we've been teasing some news coming out of those.
Yeah, there's supposed to be some reveals happening tomorrow. Some stuff that was sent back from Toy Fair. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Any closing thoughts? We're coming up on 22 minutes in, so I know we've got to wrap up here, so... Anything, just random thoughts around the horn, George?
So far, this is, I wasn't sure what to expect with this convention, just as far as what's going on in the our Joe-verse.
Gary's going to
end you. It's been fantastic, and there's a lot of, there's some things we might never see. And, you know, like you said, I'd much rather see them and know they existed, so it's been fun. Can't wait.
Jason, Hometown Con.
You know, I mean, it's nice to do a little bit of pitching for once, not having to look for anything, worry about anything, and just relax.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not scouring the floor for anything, and I was really surprised by what Hasbro already showed us at the floor. You know, even if it's concept that maybe never been seen. And their diodes. Awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's amazing.
Jay.
I came for two things, to see what was going on in the Hasbro booth. And to,
club inclusive, so you can scout.
Well, and to see my friends, so got both of those covered, so now I can screw it off. No, it's been a good time, and it's just nice to see people dressed up, it's just nice to see people just having fun and enjoying themselves, so you guys really need to make it. Just make sure I'm in front of you for the club exclusives next year so I can get them.
Moderately geeky and cardedheroes.com.
Okay, there you go.
You have to plug your own.
Mike? Well, make sure everybody says goodbye to George, because I think Gary's kicked him off of the next program for too many uses of the word Joe-verse. And I think we went through three strikes just in the space of 5 minutes there.
Well, you but, know, in my Joe-verse...
Is that your invitation to George? Okay.
I don't have one. I just love saying the word.
It didn't sound nearly pastel enough.
No, it's not George. No.
Pastel.
Just pastel insert art. Random name of person you don't like, and there you go.
There you go. And we'll use a
sounds nothing like that.
We'll use a fake name. We'll call our hated person George. George.
George.
A quick shout out to Chuck. We have been I have been asked about you a number of times, and hopefully we can drag you out for this one the next time around.
Buy your hair if need be.
Justin. Well, we're not here to tell you that you're wrong, Jay, but you know, how you live your life is fine. Justin?
it's been a great show so far. I am impressed and surprised by the positivity around, even though the only stuff we've been shown real so far is just unproduced stuff and stuff that's not going to be produced most likely. So judging by that fact, people are still relatively positive. It's been a great few days so far. I'm going to have to come on Wednesday pretty much every year from now on, because that makes things a whole lot better and a whole lot less stressful. The lines have been there. The lines have been long, but the club has been doing a great job on organization, kind of pushing things through. The seminar has been good.
Gary Head.
Yeah. The seminar so far has been good. The one I made it to, the Dave Lane,
Pete
Sinclair Collectors Club newsletter seminar. So it's just a great atmosphere. You know, I'm looking right over at a life-size snake armor. You know, you look over to the right, you see Cobra Troopers, you see some cool costumes, you see some original 13 cosplay guys walking around, snake eyes. There's huge G.I. Joe Retaliation banners everywhere. There's toys everywhere. I mean, how can you go wrong? It's a thing. You really have to experience it in person. And alcohol.
Really?
There's plenty of that around.
Yeah. I mean, it's a no-brainer to make this a go-to vacation every year. So I'm glad I'm here and having a great time.
Good. Well, let's wrap this up. My last thoughts here. We saw Ace Allgood. A couple of us have. Justin hasn't yet. Oh my gosh, the super enthusiastic hug from that guy. He is so into the hobby. He's a great guy.
I thought I was going to have to break Gary out with the jaws of life.
We will be going tonight for the Outlaw Paradrop.
9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere in there. So we're good to go there. The number of people that have come up and said, hey, we've heard the show, hello, that type of stuff, that's been truly humbling. Looking forward to tomorrow and some of the news that's going to drop from the club and Hasbro. Hopefully we'll get that out to you one form or another, whether it be the podcaster or generaljoes.com or Carded Heroes. You're updating?
No.
Do it again. Okay.
Carded something.
But broadcasting live from Mavac's lab table and noted author James Cavanaugh's table is the co-cast of What's On Joe Mine and the guys from Moderately Geeky signing off. Take care.
Evening.
Later. And all the walls are crumbling. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your me, Lord, underneath your wings. Hide me underneath your wings. Hide me deep inside your heart. In your refuge, cover me. Your work is safe, but Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. Wind will blow, the rain can pour. The deluge breaks, the tempest roars, but in the storm, my spirit sings.